Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
A government-mandated 70% increase in salaries for tea workers to 1,700 rupees, which is about $5.63 per day U.S., will make tea exports uncompetitive, according to tea industry leaders who say the wage hike will increase production costs by 45%. On Monday, Sri Lanka's labor commissioner said the increase is necessary to offset the country's much higher cost of living following a two-year financial crisis. Additional wages are needed to pay high-interest loans and provide essential foodstuffs and school fees. Regional plantation companies and the Sri Lankan State Plantation Corporation currently pay workers 1,000 rupees a day. The new base wage will raise that to 1,350 a day plus 350 rupees as a special daily allowance and 80 rupees for every kilo of raw leaf above the minimum 22 kilos harvested. DM Sandra Woon, representing the Tea Smallholders Association, told Asian News the production cost average 230 per kilo rupees. Quote, "The cost of fertilizer, wages, and other expenses, including administration charges, is more than the amount we generate. So how can we increase wages? It is impossible," he said. The island annually exports about 95% of the 250 million kilos of tea it produces, earning about $1.2 billion in U.S. dollars. Spokesman Roshan Rajadurai of the Planners Association of Ceylon told reporters the wage mandate is unsustainable and unfair. Quote, "This decision was made without proper consultation and will result in the quality of Sri Lanka tea declining. Sri Lanka's key rivals, India and Kenya, have lower prices and higher productivity," he said. Business Insight. Labor unrest is a concern. In April, thousands of Tamil workers staged a token strike demanding a higher daily wage in protests that were organized by the Ceylon Workers' Congress and affiliated labor unions. The protests were nonviolent. Workers cited Tetley and Lipton teas and infusions as multinationals that exploit workers who say they must skip meals and send their children to work to compensate for low wages. The Institute of Social Development, ISD, concluded that many Sri Lankan workers who receive a minimum wage do not earn a living wage, defined as a threshold for a decent family life free of poverty, with decent housing, access to education, health care, social interaction, and culture at the current level of socioeconomic development for the country. Lipton Teas and Infusions has reformulated its signature line of green teas. The brand's Rainforest Alliance certified green tea now includes jasmine, peach, lemon, honey ginger, and decaffeinated green tea. Raquel Harris Mason, president of North American Lipton Teas and Infusions, said the tea blends feature refreshing fruit flavors and functional benefits from naturally occurring flavonoids. Quote, "I'm thrilled that tea drinkers will experience Lipton's great taste in green tea innovations that also support well-being," end quote, she said. Flavonoids are bioactives found in tea, vegetables, and fruit. A serving of unsweetened Lipton Signature Blend green tea contains approximately 100 milligrams of flavonoids, has zero calories, and is 99.5% water. Whether you enjoy it hot or iced, this blend uplifts your mind and body, making it a fantastic addition to your wellness routine, said Lipton. The teas are available in 20-count and 40-count packages and began rolling out at major U.S. retailers and e-commerce platforms in May. Concerns over yield and quality make headlines on blazing hot summer days, But tea plants worldwide also experience unusually bitter cold during seasonal transitions. Extreme temperatures are fatal at both ends of the thermometer. In January, South India's Tamil Nadu tea-growing region experienced near-zero temperatures. Tea gardens near Ooty, covered in heavy frost, reported temperatures of 1 degree Celsius on January 17th. Researchers Hung Tao Wang and Fang Fang Xu recently published in the journal Scientific Reports a study on the impact of low temperatures on tea plants. Quote, "Global climate change has exacerbated various adverse effects on agriculture, with low temperature stress being the primary cause of damage to the plant cell membrane," end quote, they write. According to the two researchers, cell membranes are crucially affected by low temperature stress that hampers cell photosynthesis, gas exchange, chloroplast development, and synthesis. Quote, "Therefore, developing low temperature resistant plant varieties is a key challenge in plant breeding to mitigate the hazards caused by low temperature stress," end quote, they wrote. The study identified 66 members of the GLK gene family in tea plants, which were then categorized into 7 groups by function. The GLK group contains many elements that trigger plant hormones and stress resistance. One in particular, CSGLK54, is a gene that may play an important regulatory role in low temperature conditions. The study provides a foundation for further analysis of the mechanisms for regulating stress at low temperatures. Research on the GLK group has increased since 1998, when it was discovered as an important transcription factor in plant growth and development.
Produced by Adavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.